This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights blamed the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo for using excessive force during political demonstrations and riots that might have killed more than 50 people. The unrest convulsed Kinshasa, the capital, as the country slides into a period of dangerous political uncertainty. The president is required by the Constitution to step down in December, but he's shown no inclination to do so. A new poll conducted for Politico and the Harvard Chan School of Public Health finds that just 34% of Americans are confident that the Labor Department's stated unemployment rate of 4.9% is correct. 54% say it's higher. Political independents are most distrustful of the unemployment data, with 72% saying they were not confident it was correct. 68% of Republicans and 46% of Democrats agreed. College Republican National Committee claims to have around 250,000 students and nearly 1,800 chapters. It's a nonprofit political action committee with fundraising power and shares its research of millennial voters with the Trump campaign. Specifically, the finding of its survey, Growing Up GOP, the cover of which features hands cradling a plant sprout. U.S. attorneys from three jurisdictions in New York, San Francisco, and North Carolina have sent subpoenas to the bank Wells Fargo, indicating that they now face criminal investigations. Aides who care for disabled people and older adults in their homes, helping them bathe and dress, preparing their meals, doing laundry and housekeeping, earned a national median wage of $10.21 an hour in 2005, adjusted for inflation. Experts published the most recent findings this month, so we also know that a decade later, home care aides earn even less, $10.11 an hour. 2 months after refusing to endorse Trump at the GOP convention, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas said he decided to vote for the nominee after searching his conscience. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rethke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.